Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
Welcome to Puddles. I'm your host, Andrew Collin, joined by
Brenna LaRock.
We're here, baby. We're doing it. The house is a disaster, but we're getting it done. Thank you so much for joining Patreon. It's a subscription service that helps support the podcast, and it allows us to be able to pay for Wi-Fi so we could actually do the podcast.
Yeah, after you take out paying our producer and taxes, it pays for our Wi-Fi. So we really appreciate that, guys. It's one less bill for us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for joining. And if you haven't joined the Patreon yet, please do. We are moving. I had an absurd interaction with the new manager recently.
He hates us so fucking much.
God, does he hate me? It's like, what did I do? What did I do to you other than give you money?
He hates his job. He hates dealing with people.
Because a lot of people flake. I get it. From the landlord side of things and the manager side of things, dealing with the LA public, the people that I've seen out in these streets.
Scum, the worst of the in the world.
Just brutal.
But some of the best.
But mostly the worst. Mm-hmm. So this guy... he tells Brenna initially that we could get in a couple days early. It'll help moving.
Well,
he threw it out there, right?
Yeah, he said it to me when we went and viewed the place because it had been on the market for almost 2 months. They dropped the price twice. I'm sure he was just eager for me to be like, great, he's going to work with us. So I relayed that message to you. I was like, this is great. So we don't have to do it all in one day.
And so, you know, we want to move. We want it to be effortless. We don't want it. Every day we stay here, they charge us a prorating fee. They're like, oh, you're staying for 3 more minutes? So yeah, we're gonna send you you're gonna have to pay $84 for that. Thank you. It's prorated.
Yeah,
everything's prorated. Don't even look at the building when you leave or we'll charge you.
We didn't answer half of your maintenance requests, and when your roof was leaking, we told you have to wait. But other than that,
yeah, but thank you.
We're gonna charge you again.
So this guy, his name was Tomas. And for some reason, when I read it that way, I read it as Tomas. And I don't know. I don't know. T-H-O-M-S is Thomas. T-O, I'm like, oh, it's like.
Because anytime I've ever seen somebody who is named Tomas, that's how it's spelled.
Yes.
I've never seen a Thomas spelled T-O-M-A-S.
Yes.
But Tomas normally has a little little thing above the A.
Maybe.
An asterisk?
It's like a hyphen, maybe. Yeah. Whatever it is. It wasn't there. But I took, you know, also, you can't just put that on there in most text form. I took a leap, and every time I called the management company, I go, is Tomas there? Maybe I asked. I could have added.
Nobody said anything
to you. No. Yeah. No. Nunca. Never. And I kept going, is Tomas there? And whatever. I talked to him like 3 times. And then finally, I talked to him again. And we really wanted to get in there because we got, you know, we're getting things delivered. And I was like, hey, Tomas. And do you think we can get a better understanding of what? He goes, hey, let me stop you right there. Brenna heard it. It was on the speakerphone. He goes, let me stop you right there. And I was like, okay.
Also, I know he's 25 years old.
Like, yeah, he's young.
Yeah, he's young.
Tomas is young.
He goes, it's Thomas.
Yeah, he goes, it's Thomas. And I go, oh, is that? I don't think this helped. And he goes, I'll reach out to you when I know.
Yeah. You don't have to call me. I'll let you know.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. When your unit is ready. We were like.
He goes.
Hey, we fucking paid for it.
Yes.
That's the thing. It's
just because it's tiny.
Yeah. You don't own the, like, you're the property manager. You're getting paid $23.48 an hour. Please. Please relax. Wait,
is that a lot or a little?
A little.
Oh.
$23.48.
So wait, you think if people don't get paid that much, they deserve disrespect?
No. I think that he's acting.
I'm fucked.
No, he's acting like he owns the fucking LA. I'll let you know. Babe, you live in your mom's basement. Relax.
I like this. Poor people should not be able to put their foot down.
Do not stand up for yourself.
Don't you dare. That's why I'm so like,
but do whatever you want, but Thomas. That's why he's treating you like that.
I don't think it helped that I called him Tomas. No. 45
that
times.
That was his 13th reason.
Might have been number one, to be honest.
He's probably been telling people his whole life that it's Thomas. Maybe just because he's mad at you, he was like, actually, today my name is fucking Thomas. His real name is actually Tomas.
Yeah, that day, but he's done being Tomas.
He hates you so much.
Yeah, he's like, I'm fucking Thomas.
I'm Thomas.
I'm a white guy that owns a yacht.
Yeah, I don't have an accent. I'm from the United States of America, and my name is Thomas.
I'm like, it was definitely uncomfortable because we got an argument over because you ordered a bed and you wanted it there on the day it was, or before it was delivered, and you were going after it because you wanted to make sure we had a bed. And I agree with that. But
the delivery date said February 28th to March 1st. And our move-in day is March 1st.
Yeah.
And it came February 23rd.
Yeah, it literally came an hour after you ordered it.
Yeah.
And then Brenna's like, and so she didn't know what I was dealing with Tomas. So she didn't know what was going on over there.
This was before the phone call.
That was before the phone call. But I didn't have dealings with him, and I knew that he wasn't as chill. And so when you have to deal with that, so we got in a bit of an argument, and then it's so funny when you're doing chores, but you're still arguing. As a couple, because you're still doing the things that have to be done, but you're like,
but angrily,
it's dude. So,
like, you can't,
dude,
like,
we were in line at Bank of America, and I'm getting a cashier's check to pay for the tiny fucking home that we have to live in, and Brenna starts kind of like under her breath yelling at me in the line in front of the teller. And I go to him, I just go, we're fighting like this. Like, I'll just take care of it. I just gonna get in touch with them and talk to them.
And I'm like, why don't you just do it this way and make it simple for everybody? You don't have to go through all of this. We don't have to wait. There's a line.
I know, there's people waiting. So let's just step out of the line and let them go. And then we'll just take care of it. We're not in a rush.
There's only one teller. Once we're here, I'm not fucking getting back in line. Figure it out. Just do it.
And we think we're invisible. Yeah. We think, first of all, everyone hears us. The fucking teller is like, this is, you want, I can see why you guys have separate accounts. Dude, it was fucking nuts, dude. And then we're like literally fighting. And then like, I'm sorry, I just need to get in touch with them. And dude, it's so funny to fight and like try to hide your fighting in front of people where it's so obvious.
Well, I remember like a few years ago, I think I was with you. It was when we first started dating.
Was it a different Jewish guy?
No. I mean,
your fetish?
I was in IKEA with some guy. I think it was you. No, it was definitely you. Because you're the only guy I've ever gone to IKEA with. No, that's not true. Doesn't matter. Recently. So anyways, we're in IKEA. And we see this couple.
We still don't know if it's me.
No, it's you because you're going to remember. We see this couple and she is like screaming at her husband. Don't you remember that?
It wasn't me. I don't think it was me.
In the IKEA cafeteria. And I just remember thinking like, I'm never going to be like that. Like I'm never, if you are screaming at your spouse in an IKEA, no shame in front of your kids. They had two kids. And yeah, like in front of everybody, like your relationship is over.
But now I get it.
Silently under your breath and make everyone uncomfortable, but don't make a scene about it. It's different.
Then we get in that argument and then we get in another argument over the delivery to bed. They finally let us in. Tomas didn't want to let us in, but he eventually let us in. And then we're putting the bed away, and it's very heavy. It's the frame of the bed. And Brenna's like,
no,
I got it.
You know, we were trying. You were on one end and I was on the other, and I was trying to get it. And you were like, just stop. And I was like, I got it. I can help you.
That's what Brenna does when she gets angry. She's like, I could take on the world by myself. I don't need you. And then the bed's heavy. She's like, my back hurts. No. So I go and I fucking grab the bed and
you push me out of the way with your fucking round ass. With your hips, you got in front of me.
And Brenna straight pushed me.
No, okay. It wasn't
like not like a joke, like push me. Like, no, because like abuse.
No, because you were being okay.
You abused me.
No, and I apologized immediately after.
That's what an abuser does. She fucking
I did lose my temper, but it was dude, I'm gonna get so roasted for this.
No, you're not.
Okay, no, because if it was other roles reversed, it'd be really fucked up.
Well, still, if I pushed really you up. As hard as you pushed
me. I didn't push you hard, and you stepped in front of me. Like, it was really rude. You stepped in front of me, and you, like, went, I got it. And I was like, I was gonna get it. And I was like, I got it. And
so
I,
it's
like,
my fault that you pushed me.
And I didn't just, like, push you. I pushed you towards the building. Like we were this far.
If anything, you were helping me put the bed up. No,
we were a foot from the wall. And, yeah. And I just kind of pushed you towards the wall. And then you got back in my way. And then I walked away. And then I walked away.
Then you walked into the car. Put the car on. Didn't get out of the car. That's your other move.
I said, fine, you want to do it by yourself? Do it, enjoy.
We'll get home and Brenna will be listening to a song and she'll be kind of into it, especially after a couple drinks. She'll be really into the song.
What song?
I don't know. The other night you were like, oh, well, that happened. But the other night you just stayed in the car.
Yeah, I did.
Like, this is how you like, you put your, it's so funny because you're like protesting. And I'm like, all right, I'll just be in the house. You're like, he'll come get me.
No, you won't. I know that about you. One thing about Andrew, he's not chasing after me. You will never chase me. I always have to chase you. It's unless the only time I've learned something about Andrew, I just have to pretend like I don't like him. And then he'll come chase me.
Pretend.
Yeah, I don't have to try that
you're,
hard.
Well, you're doing a great but job. Yeah.
I just have to like ignore you for like 2 hours max, and then you come around. But for me, I typically break before that.
Every time we fight, I feel like it's the other way around. We fight, and then you go, like 2 hours later, she'll just poke her head and go, ready to talk? You ready to talk? No. Really? You're not ready? Yeah. Brenna will do this little girl voice, and then if she doesn't get her way, she turns into a trucker. She's like, you ready to talk? And I'm like, no, I'm not quite ready. Oh, you're not ready?
No.
You're not ready to talk?
That's not true. You are so frustrating to fight with. You're one of the most frustrating people to fight with.
Who do you think is more stubborn, honestly?
You are...
Mel, what do you think?
Melanie, what do
well,
you
no,
think?
Well, no, she knows Melanie, this version of you.
Who do
you.
No, she knows all of me.
I'm your producer, not your relationship therapist. Yeah. There are some things I got to stick out of.
She says no.
That's weak.
Leave me out
That's
of
very
this.
Weak, Mel.
Who do you think is more stubborn? You don't know. You don't know. But if you had to guess, who's more stubborn you. In a fight? That's honestly.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's fucked up of you.
You just got a raise.
Not for me.
We're moving into even a tinier home to fucking...
Shit, no more facials?
That's so... You don't know him. You don't know the real
I
him.
I don't know the real Andrew.
No, you don't. But you probably... I feel like for me, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Like, you're stubborn for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Not just like...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, she's not. She's stubborn just to win. She's a competitor because she dealt with... She had 4 other siblings... Or 3 other, and they were given food, and there was a race to finish.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, I was raised by 2 very stubborn people.
Yeah. Good people, though. Nice people. Good just people. Stubborn. Just stubborn. We watched SNL for the first time, I think ever, in our relationship. And we were watching, Shane Gillis was on it, and it was like such a big talk of the comedy community. It's so weird when someone gets momentum and he's a buddy of mine and not close, but a buddy. But everyone, like, one, they want to show that they're connected to him. Like, he's like, he's doing fine. The guy's making hundreds of thousands of dollars, but somehow, I don't know, there's certain people, there's certain celebrities, not just Shane, but like, when they're doing great, people just want them to keep doing bad. And somehow they still get that role of like on the come up. Like, I feel like Taylor Swift almost is like that too, where it's like, she's always on the come up, even though she's worth $1 billion. Like, because she's so honest and vulnerable. And Shane is that way with his comedy. He's very honest about whether he's nervous or whatever, however he feels. And anyhow, we watched it together. And it was so funny because I think he did pretty good. But like, people, if they like him, they're like, he's fucking crushed. He's the best on earth. Fuck you. Fuck every. Like, he has people that are such stands. It's crazy. And then the people that are against him are just as loud. I don't know. It's a weird, because no other comedian has that right now where it's like, or maybe ever, where they're just so polarizing. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird to know him pretty well. And then like, you get close to it. You don't see them on SNL. Like, SNL used to be like, but then you see this whole thing happening and you're like, really? Over like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like him? You liked his
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I didn't think he was offensive. Like, a lot of people are like,
Yeah.
I didn't think he was offensive. I didn't think he was like, I felt nervous for him when he was saying he was nervous. It gave me anxiety. Like, I was like, oh. But then I thought he did fine. I thought I liked his jokes.
Yeah.
So
I think at first when I watched it, I was like, oh, the moment got to him a little bit. And it's kind of like what I talked about, the Joe Coy thing, where it's like, when you do rooms where everyone's there for you and you're doing a theater and the lighting's perfect and everything's perfect, you've had a couple beers, you know, you can't do anything wrong. If you just burp for an hour, you'd fucking get a standing ovation. To go from that to SNL, where, like he said, the lights are on, people aren't all there for you, people are afraid to laugh. If you just say Down syndrome, people are like,
right, yeah.
Oh, like, and even before, like, the joke.
Yeah, and his past, like,
yeah,
with SNL, it's definitely, I respect him for going on SNL. Like, I mean, he was kind of like, I respect him for that.
Yeah.
And like, I saw some threads, like, people were saying that he is ridiculous for going, he made fun of his parents, which I'm like, that's just what people do in their families.
Yeah.
Who is it? Like, when you're sitting around a Thanksgiving table with your family, that's what it is. You guys were roasting each other. Like, be so for real. I just hate how people think just because someone is in the spotlight that you can just
tell them what to do.
You're the same. What do you say?
I think with a setting like that too, it really shows like how much people play it straight, because they're afraid to seem like dark or edgy, and he doesn't even want to be seen as edgy, but I wouldn't even say that word, but like, just like kind of like honest and a real person and not like this fake like facade, you know? And I think it just really stands out when you're that way. And yeah. I don't know.
I think the world has become a lot more casual and some people just haven't caught up to that.
Yeah, it was almost like the YouTube world meeting still like NBC and the establishment. Yeah.
I went to a job interview today and I wore like a mock neck tank sweater thing and my shoulders were showing. And I was like, this is like 10 years ago. The fact that I'm went to an interview showing my shoulders.
This was your Shane Gillis moment.
This was it. And guess what? I got the fucking job. So you know what?
Thank you, Shane Gillis.
Yeah. But like, it's so funny to that's what I'm saying. Like, the world has become more casual. Maybe I feel that way because we're in LA and I feel like LA is extremely casual. But I just feel like some people haven't caught up to that. And that's what the people who are like, ooh, he thinks he's being such an edgelord, or how dare he make fun of his parents. It's just like, that's actually what we all do.
And by the way, all of that energy just makes him more popular.
Right.
And makes him more money and gives him more choices to do creative things. Like, that's all it does. It's, yeah, at least, you know, people are talking. You just have to, I don't know. It's hard though, even if you're like the most confident stand up. To read anything negative, no matter how much positive shit you get, it's still hard to be like, no, but the greater good, like, you know, it really helps me. But you still read, you know, you're a sloppy pig and you're like, okay, well, I don't know how sloppy pig helps me.
Yeah.
I made more money, but I already have enough money. So now I'm just a sloppy pig with money. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And they always, like, certain comments, they're just able to dissect you in a way, and they see you, how you see your neck, like the worst things you tell yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, who the fuck wrote this? Did I write this?
Dude, like, sometimes I'll see that on Reddit, like, and I'm just like, I think people can read into, like, I don't know how to describe it, but, like, I don't know. I've just seen things on Reddit where it's like, oh, that's exactly how it is. And, like, you see, like, some people do see right through it. So it's really interesting.
But I'll read a comment and it'll, like, convince me to think a certain, like, I'm so dumb where I'm just like, oh, yeah, I never liked cheeseburgers.
That's you know? True.
Dude, I'll read a comment, not just about myself, but sometimes I'll watch something and I'll go to the comments before it's over just to, so I could get an
opinion. I do the same thing. I'm like, I don't know quite what to think about this. Let me go see what other people are saying.
Is North Korea really bad?
Yeah.
Let me double check and see.
Yeah.
Let me see. Putin. I mean, he seems chill.
Yeah. Show me a webcam of the latest journalist put in jail there.
Yeah, what did he do?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it was fun watching it. It's just weird how, like, polarizing it gets.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, I always feel in any situation like that, like, I'm just very like, whatever, you know. And I always feel like it's such a boring like, people just like to have strong opinions and strong stances, and that's part of the reason why people are so black and white about it. So it feels boring for me to be like, yeah, I mean, like, whatever, who cares? But just, I don't know,
because if you don't have an opinion, people lose their fucking mind. It's the strongest opinion is to not have an opinion. Yeah. You're like, well, who do you want to win president? I don't know. I don't really care. It doesn't really affect me. It affects everybody. You don't understand. You don't understand. You're privileged because you don't care. It's like, no, I just want to live my life and just, like, I'm having trouble dealing with Tomas. I'm having trouble just buying groceries, dude. I don't give a fuck about whether or not Shane Gillis said, you know, a fucking certain word. You know,
dude. Yeah,
I don't know. It's so stupid.
Yeah. Have you seen those videos, those TikTok videos of people who voted for like Biden, and now they're like, we actually do want Trump back. We made a mistake.
Oh God. We would. That's yeah. I didn't.
Wait, what? What'd you say?
I love that. Now we're getting political again.
No, I'm just wondering.
But yes, people do change their mind. I think with the president, no matter what the president is, it's like when Obama won and Bush was, everyone gets so tired because they expect it to change their life. And then their life doesn't get changed. And then they're like, well, it's got to be the fucking president.
No, it's true. People, I saw people were like, oh, I could afford groceries when Trump was president.
It's like, what? Really? Like that? Like, oh, bananas. Bananas are up 18%. It must be the president. It's like when you buy like a new shirt and you expect your whole life to change. And then you put the shirt on and you're like, I'm still fucking.
You wear it twice and then you're like, I've.
Yeah. And then you're like, well, you know what? Maybe I need a different shirt.
Me.
And that's what it constantly is. And it's like, instead of like working from the inside.
No.
But anyhow, what else have we been doing? I don't even know. Fucking, we ate late night McDonald's the other night. Oh my God. I guess we're going to get into fast food a little later, but.
Are we? Oh.
Yeah.
We did. I fucking love McDonald's.
We had a regular sandwich today.
Oh yeah. From, the Daughter Deli on Sunset.
Yeah. We were walking today and, I was just like, man, I just want a homemade sandwich. I feel like every sandwich nowadays is like, they add 50 fucking things. And I just want, I saw a meme the other day, something about like your mouth getting wet or something. And it's just a bologna, American cheese, and white bread sandwich. That's all, dude. I don't know what it is. And with some barbecue Lays.
What about some mayonnaise on there?
You could, yeah, of course. Okay. A little mayo and a little yellow mustard. Ugh. and fucking cut it in half, like triangle.
When's the last time you had just like plain white Wonder Bread? You know?
Too long.
Too long. A PB&J on Wonder Bread?
Mm. Yeah, everything has to be like over the top and like, let's add fucking, I don't know. I don't even know what you put in a oregano. Get out of here. You don't need fucking oregano.
Dude, oregano is a great flavor. Yeah, unlike it's Jimmy nice. John's sandwiches. Dude. Oregano and a Jimmy John sandwich. If you haven't done it, try. If you haven't tried it, do it.
I get it. I get the appeal, but I'm the simplicity with like a dessert, like a little Twinkie or a Star Crunch. Oh
yeah, zebra cake.
A little zebra cake. Mm. That's all Swiss you need. Roll. Oh, Swiss roll. A Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas. Even if I was Jewish, I'd still fucking
cosmic
rock.
Brownies.
Mm. Mm. Oh, oatmeal pie.
Oh.
No, I think
you're
really?
The only person who likes an oatmeal sandwich.
That just shows my cookie. Age. My age is showing.
Yeah, once again, grandpa.
Oh my gosh.
I love getting oatmeal pie straight from the tree.
I'm gonna start offering us hard candy soon.
A Werther's. My grandpa always had Werther's ready to go. A little salt taffy.
Salt taffy is good.
It is for two pieces, and then anything more than that, you might as well. Have diabetes.
Yeah, I only really like creamy salt taffy. I hate when they make like a watermelon flavor salt taffy. I'm like, I just want like orange cream.
Yeah, a nice orange cream.
I don't mean like cookies and cream salt taffy. Actually,
Tropicana used to make these ices that were like triangle,
like popsicles.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah,
those.
But they were like in paper, and you'd push it, and it was just, dude, flavored icy.
Oh yeah, push. Do you remember like push pops? Mm-hmm.
No, but the ones in the long plastic that is just all sugar. Oh, and they came in like 300 packets, dude. Yeah. I would fucking knock out. I'm not kidding. At like 11, I'd knock out 30, 35.
Wow.
And at a friend's house, and they'd be like, what did you do? They're like, Andrew's not coming over anymore. I ruined sleepovers.
You are so funny. Wait, did you like go in and sneak the food? Would you sneak
yes,
food at
dude.
Wait, why were we the same?
Oh, dude, I would knock back their whole Star Crunch and be like, they'd be like, what happened? They'd call me like 3 weeks later, like, your son is a little ant. Are you feeding him at home?
Did your, were your parents like really restrictive with food or?
No, I was just doubled
just
up.
A little chunk monster. Because that's for me. My parents, like when I wasn't allowed to have soda or I had to ask to eat anything. Mm. Like to really? Even touch the food. So when I went to friends' houses, I would be like.
Dude,
what can I have?
We had Gatorade, a lot of Gatorade. Yeah.
I remember when I started babysitting when I was like 14 or 15. And you know, when you like babysit, the parents are always like, oh, just treat yourself to like whatever you want in the fridge. You can have whatever. And I would like go in and eat snacks, but I would hide the wrappers in the trash can because I was so nervous that they were like, didn't mean it. Or we're going to be like, what did she eat? Because my parents were so crazy about food.
They're like, it's fine, Brenna. You can eat out here in the open. You're like in a closet in the dark. You're
like, I'd wait until the kid was asleep and like be like, okay, now's my chance.
Which is so much worse than just eating it in the open. You fucking. Tiptoeing, putting a ski mask on just so you could have a fucking
like
pudding.
Goldfish, yeah.
Dude, pudding.
Mm. Oh my God. We just ate lunch. I don't know why.
I know. I don't know what it is.
We've been really into dessert lately.
It's been bad.
Yeah.
Late night dessert.
It's like we are on like a sugar kick. We broke it last night. Andrew almost ordered something and I had to hold him down. I was like, no, put the Uber Eats away. I go, if you want it bad enough, you have to get. Put your shoes on and like go out of the house, and that's how I know you want it bad enough. You can't just order Uber Eats. Then like an hour later, I was looking at just ordering fucking frosting, rainbow chip frosting.
Dude, you're gonna get Uber straight Eats. Frosting, yeah. Ramen and rice.
Andrew
fucking
goes,
white trash. I love it. All right, we'll be back right. after this. All right, what's in the snooze?
All right.
Or what? Snooze.
Snooze. A mom discovered that her late husband was cheating on her after she went through his computer after his death. After he passed, she said she found out that not only did he have a huge amount of chat feeds with different girlfriends, he was sending gifts to various women, and he spent hundreds on X-rated sites. He wrote lies to women claiming, "My wife just died. I'm a single dad." As the mom was getting ready to shut off her late husband's computer, a woman wrote to him saying, "I miss you so much, baby. FaceTime tonight."
till the last day. He was still fucking.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Fucking skanks.
It's a good way to get over somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you dig them up?
And fucking... she still gets the life insurance money. I wonder if she's going to be like a suspect. How did he die? Do we know?
I'm not sure.
Probably fucking. To be honest.
Honestly.
Sounds like
he, STDs.
Yeah, yeah, he's throwing that dick around.
I wonder if he had like a weird death, if she might be a suspect now.
I'll tell you what, it changed her eulogy.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I miss Thomas so much. She's like, I'm going to rewrite that. Also, do you tell the kid? I mean, did they have kids?
Ooh, that's a good, would you tell the kid?
I mean, it said a mom.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, if it were you in that position, would you tell your kid eventually? Like,
if I found out that you were throwing that puss around? Yeah. First of all, whatever gravesite you thought you were getting, you're going, dude.
You're throwing my ass down Melrose into traffic.
Dude.
You're going to spread my ashes on like.
Oh, you're getting cremated? You're not anymore. If that's what you want, no. You're staying solid, dude. Yep.
You're getting stuffed.
Yeah. And I'm going to take you to every guy you fucked and be like, is this what you like? And hold up your dead body.
Look in the mirror. You're the only one I've had sex with.
What? Are we? Did you stop doing the bit?
What?
Huh?
Oh, you mean if I was cheating? I thought you meant in life.
Yeah, I was doing the bit. I wasn't literally.
No, wait, I got confused. I forgot what we were talking about. I forgot. Hold on.
We were talking about.
No, I know, I know. I remember now. Wait, yeah. So you would say that you would jiggle my body?
Yeah, if you said, I really want to be cremated. And...
Andrew, you can't even pick up Mango's puke without puking yourself.
I'll spray deodorant on you.
Andrew's literally puked while scooping out Mango's poop. So yeah. I can't see that happening for me.
Whatever.
But would you tell the kid?
Yes, I would tell them. I would tell them how horrible you were. And I would say anything positive they said about you, I go, well, it's a lie because her whole life was a lie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cold-hearted.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would make sure that you could hear me somehow, even in hell.
I'll be haunting your ass.
Huh?
I'll be haunting your ass.
You can't haunt my ass because you fucking got 15 other dudes you were banging.
Yeah. I got on nothing but time.
Apparently.
Yeah, Drew.
What would you do if I was fucking, if you caught me cheating when I died?
I'd tell your whole family. I'd expose all of your messages.
Damn.
Tell everybody you, like, that knew you and respected you.
She says it so fucking real, dude. Like, I did it.
I mean, I get it. I would do that. Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
The truth would come out.
Yeah, because of me. Yeah, and I don't know, maybe I would actually not really say much to the kid, though. But I would, anybody who had, because a kid's different, but anybody who's grown who had a good
thing to say about me,
good thing to say about you, I would be like, well.
Yeah.
You know, here's the truth.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd embarrass you after you were dead, just like you were embarrassing me when you were alive.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Well...
And then I'd come find you when I died and kill you again.
Next story.
A naked woman was caught on camera squaring off with another woman wielding a spiked club in Los Angeles on the Venice Beach boardwalk on Monday. In the clip, a nude woman with long brown hair and a small back tattoo was seen adopting a defensive fighting stance and casually deflecting a spiked club that was being swung at her by another woman. The clothed woman eventually threw the spiked club at the nude woman, who picked it up as her apparent attacker grabbed a bat. The two women dueled for several moments before the naked woman knocked the bat out of the clothed woman's hand and chased her off.
Okay, first of all, did the woman start the fight naked, or does it...
I'm not sure.
Look how she's walking. She's definitely...
She's fucked up.
Yeah, she's out of her mind. Where did the person get a spike bat?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Dude.
That's like Mowgli in the Jungle Book.
It's so weird when people get so fucked up on drugs, like, because she's like 110 pounds, but I think she could lift a truck. Whoa, this has turned into like a Renaissance fair.
Yeah. I could, oh my God. Look at the lady with the little fedora.
Damn, now she has both. This is this is better than medieval times.
She said, hold on, let me walk down my runway.
This is methieval times. This is unbelievable. Methieval times. Meth and evil. Dude,
I can't hang around when things like that are happening. I'm like, let me get out of here before I die.
Yeah, because the Venice Boardwalk, too, is like so many families go there on vacation and their kids. Can you imagine seeing that and being like, yeah, things are a little different. People, that video will play and people will be like, California, can you believe it?
I mean, it is kind of unique, too.
It is unique. But I'm just saying, like, people will use that clip to be like, that's why everyone's moving out of California.
Los Angeles.
But yeah, that lady, I mean, it's funny when you fight naked. It changes things.
A lot of confidence.
Yeah.
I can't even, like, walk around like that in front of you without being like, don't lick me.
Yeah. If you were trying to hit me with a bat, maybe be more relaxed.
Yeah.
No, there's something about like fighting someone like, you know, naked, and then it just like, it's harder to fight them because you see all their body and you don't want to touch them. It's hard to fight a naked person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd always have trouble like, I always feel like if I fight someone and they get their sweat or blood on me, I lose, no matter if I win. You can't win.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never really thought that.
It's a strong move if someone's like, you want to fucking go? And you just fucking
wait, so if all I have to naked. Do is just like squirt on you, like squirt some like blood or sweat on you and you're done?
Not yours, because I trust your blood.
Oh, I see. You're concerned about disease.
Yeah.
I just thought you were grossed out.
Nah, disease. I'd be worried that, like, yeah, I won the fight, and then 4 years later.
You would hate my job. I'm all up in people's business.
I know.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
You probably see
you go, that. Ugh.
You put gloves on, though.
Yeah, for gross parts. Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't want your blood now. I'm thinking about it.
Shit. Yeah, I got MRSA. Watch out.
MRSA. Brother MRSA. Thomas. All right, what's next?
Lastly, Richard Lewis passed away last night from a heart attack. Mm. Variety has confirmed. The Curb Your Enthusiasm actor and stand-up comedian retired in April from comedy, and everyone was very excited when he was able to do season 12.
I thought you were going to say about his death. I was like, Jesus, Mel. Everyone's so excited. It's like Richard Lewis died. Everyone's so excited. He's like our favorite character. We watch Curb religiously, and him and Larry literally just had a scene where he was telling Larry that he wants to put him in his will, and Larry David says, I don't want that pressure. I don't want to be in your will, which just shows how much money Larry David... I'll be in Richard Lewis's will. But, he definitely like deteriorated over time, but... I felt like because they had a friendship since camp, like for, you know, 50 years, 60 years, that you could just see in their scene, they weren't acting. They were literally like this. When the cameras stopped rolling, this is exactly. And an improvised show. The thing about Curb Your Enthusiasm is that it's not written. It's not scripted. Mm-hmm. It's all improv. They do like an outline of like 8 pages and then... It's like, you know, Larry and Richard go to the store and get in an argument about Richard's girlfriend. And then everything else is improvised. Which, you know, when it's like, oh, so that's probably easy, just like making shit up. But it's so hard to keep it real and to make it feel real. And you can see when certain episodes aren't that. And it feels forced. But it never felt forced with them. And I don't know.
That's
a
good scene.
Yeah, dude, they had so many great scenes over the years. And he was a great stand-up. He was so neurotic on stage.
I've never seen his stand-up.
Oh, he just goes up there. He's like, I went to my shrink. She retired. She was 24. you know, like shit like that. Like, it's like a lot of like left turn of just like, and he was always grabbing his head. He was always like, just the most like stereotypical Jewish guy of just like, oh, my anxiety. Oh, I have these dark, I can't have an orgasm. And when I have he goes, when I have an orgasm, I just do an impression of another guy having a good orgasm.
Are you sure this isn't your improv?
I mean, I know, very neurotic. Very neurotic and just like, just different, just dark, and just wasn't very like da 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 da, like set up punch. It was all just like a, like, it almost seemed like just like
one long ramble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like just his thoughts coming out with just, I don't know. It was, and I remember watching it even before I understood what, like,
that's
my mental health shit I had, mm-hmm. and watching him being like, this is so honest, and I've never seen someone talk about it in a funny, confident way and being, I don't remember like the day of like, oh, I watched Richard Lupe, but I do remember watching his stand-up being like, oh, this is what I'm dealing with, you know, and no one else is talking about this in this way. No, now everyone does. Now it's everywhere.
That's the type of stand-up I like to watch too. It doesn't really feel like super set up.
Yeah.
Even if it is, it's just like takes a lot of talent to like to make it seem like it's just rolling off.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. People will go, did you write all that? Yeah, he wrote all that. But yeah, he, you know, 76. I don't know, he had Parkinson's.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's
rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP Richard mm-hmm. Lewis. And I'm sure his wife probably saw that he was cheating. After he passed away. Well, If I had to guess.
She knows what to do.
I wonder if you put Larry in the will.
Yeah.
I think Larry's fine. I think Larry will be okay. It is weird, though, when your friends die and you're getting older. Like, it's different, I think. I've had people die in my life that are my age. Like, I had this one dude die. He died of heroin overdose. And it's kind of crazy. He dies, right, of a heroin overdose. It's only like this, from what I heard, like the first or second time he ever did it.
Oh. Didn't even have a chance to enjoy himself.
Yeah. And he like just died in his sleep. And what, you mean he couldn't get to do heroin that much?
He didn't get the thrill of the high.
Yeah, he didn't even get to do heroin like 50 times.
Yeah. He didn't get to have like an intervention and go to rehab and like get sober and then do it again, relapse,
and then die
in his relapse.
Yeah, all that good times.
He really beat the stereotype.
So he dies, and then at the funeral, I remember this dude got up there, and I swear to God, he was on something. He was naked.
Wait.
No, he wasn't.
Wait, this is at his funeral?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And he was at the funeral, and He was there. He wasn't. But and the guy that did like a eulogy was like,
On stage
was just like, yo, dude, fucking Dan, man. Fuck. You went too soon, but Dan, everyone knows Dan always fucking raged harder than everyone else, dude. Like, dude. No matter what, he was doing mad flips on the wakeboard. And then at night, dude, he was the center of the party, fucking partying it up, dude. And that's what we loved about him. He always went hard. I'm like, you're literally saying why he's dead.
Yeah.
Like, it's so...
If I were his parents...
Dude, it was wild.
I would be so, so mad and upset.
It was wild.
Yeah.
I guess to say that, though, it didn't really hit me that hard that, like, oh, I'm his age because... It was drug induced.
It's like tragic, yeah.
But if you're that age, if you're like Larry Dave and your friend dies from just essentially just being older, yeah, it's got to be a mind.
And then you just see, because he's so like adjacent to him, he's like seeing what the aftermath of his death is going to be like.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that would fuck with me.
He'd get a few more headlines than Richard Lewis. He'll still beat him in that. I don't know. If I die, I'll just be like a husband of esthetician.
Part-time esthetician.
And it dies in a tiny home from being claustrophobic. I can't say that word. All right. What do we got? Oh, trivia.
Trivia.
Oh, man.
What's trivia about now?
We got some fast food trivia.
Damn. All right.
Everyone's favorite.
In which state was the first KFC restaurant open?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, Utah, or Georgia?
Kentucky.
Utah. Okay. It's called a trick question. And when I said the answers again, you would have thought, you would have been like, actually, I bet you it's not Kentucky.
That sounds like something you would have thought, not me. What type of oil?
I know.
I love you. What type of oil does Five Guys use for frying their food? Canola, peanut, or sunflower?
Sunflower.
Peanut.
Damn. Canola is the one that gives you cancer, right? I guess they all do.
I just think like the frying food part is.
Yeah. Maybe like, it's.
Maybe because it starts with C. Tag.
Maybe it's the fried food.
Yeah. Which fast food chain introduced drive-through service first? Wendy's, McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts.
McDonald's.
Wendy's.
Oh.
Interesting. I wonder when Wendy's first originated. I mean, McDonald's was before them, but they're probably like old school. They're like, nah, people want to eat in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? They want to come sit on that creepy clown, ceramic clown.
Oh, dude. Or what about the hamburger jail?
The Hamburglar?
Yeah, like the playground.
Dude, the playground? Oh. That was my shit. That was my shit growing up. My grandma used to take me. I go in those tubes.
Oh, in Cadillac, Michigan? Oh, my God. That was your dude, Six Flags.
Yeah, it was so fun. It was so fun. I used to love hanging out with my grandma. Oh, man. What is the largest fast food chain in the world? McDonald's, Sbarro, or Subway?
McDonald's, Sbarro, or Subway? The largest?
Fast food chain in the world.
I feel like Subway.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. I don't know why I know that. I don't know if I would categorize Subway as fast food, but I guess it is. Yeah. What fast food chain was originally named Pete's Super Submarines? Sbarro, Firehouse, Subway.
Firehouse?
No, Subway.
Okay. Which fast food restaurant first introduced breakfast items? Jack in the Box, Carl's Jr., or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm killing it. Which fast food chain had a marketing campaign with "Where's the beef"? Arby's, Wendy's, Subway.
Wait, what?
Where's the beef? Arby's, Wendy's, Subway.
Arby's.
Wendy's, which what? Is surprising.
Because ours is Arby's roast beef.
Are you sure it's not thing? Arby's?
You don't know that old commercial? Where's the beef? Of the old woman running down the street.
In 2001, which pizza chain sent a pizza to the International Space Station? Domino's, Papa John's, or Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Okay, that's all I got.
How many herbs, spices are used in KFC's original recipe? 11, 13, or 14?
Which one?
KFC's original recipe.
14.
11.
God.
11 herbs and spices?
Wait, which fast food chain introduced nuggets to the world? McDonald's, Burger King, or Chick-fil-A?
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Burger King's approach. It was just like across the street from McDonald's. I love that. It's just a guy that plagiarized.
Yeah.
I love a guy that makes money by doing like the least creative thing, but just like, it's like Cane's.
Burger King has those sesame buns. Those are good.
Yeah, they switch it up. Just the added sesame and it's flame broiled.
Their burgers are like bigger. Like they're wider.
Yeah.
And McDonald's are taller.
Yeah.
Wendy's burgers freak me out that they're squares.
Yeah, oh, square burger squares. Is
I've
weird.
Never had I've never had a Wendy's any like burger.
What? Yeah. No, we did. I took you to get a spicy chicken sandwich at one time.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Mm. Yeah, the it's so funny how like the hamburger not being circular weirds us out. Like it comes out of the cow circle, like like it's just natural that
it
way.
It seems more organic.
Yeah, it does. A square.
You see circles more than squares in nature.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe it's something like that. It's like, you know, it's like goes back to our ancestry, biological.
Yeah, the wheel.
Yeah.
Can't have a square wheel.
The wheel.
The wheel.
The what's the system? Pulley system.
I feel like my favorite fast food is Chick-fil-A. McDonald's. We did get McDonald's the other night at like 10 p.m. We got the two cheeseburger meal, another cheeseburger,
medium fry, small fry, Diet Coke,
You got a spicy McChicken.
Spicy McChicken and an Oreo McFlurry. Mm.
So I haven't been doing 75 hard quite as much, dude.
Dude, it was so good.
He's choosing his own days.
Yeah, but honestly, I never eat McDonald's and regret it. There's a lot of things I eat where I'm like, I wish I didn't eat that. But there's something about McDonald's where I'm like, I'd be fine.
Yeah, but you see, you're still young enough where your body doesn't. I'll eat McDonald's once and I will literally look like a different person. I'll put on like 35 pounds. You could eat McDonald's and you have no idea. You get skinnier somehow. I love these people that are like skinny, but they eat like dog shit. Not saying you, but it could be you. But like, no, like my buddy Rusty would eat like dog shit. And so he would have his insides probably look like a McDonald's, like greasy burger. But outside, he looks great.
I eat one meal a day.
I didn't say you.
There's also that. So that might have something to do with it.
Skinny legend.
Literally. That's all. That's why.
You didn't even know about the two cheeseburger meal.
I had no idea. Ugh. I just get the same thing every time.
Put fries on it. Call it a day.
Yeah.
See, the McFlurry is so fucking good, dude. Oh, my God. McFlurry might be the best. Someone said the Blizzard is up there, but it's kind of the same thing, huh?
Blizzard's
no,
the best.
McFlurry, the ice cream isn't as good as Dairy Queen's.
You don't think?
No. I think Dairy Queen's ice cream is more like creamy and McDonald's is more like icy. Mm-hmm. You agree?
I agree.
Okay.
God, the test
wasn't just in my head.
The testing must be insane. It's so funny to put up that much research and development money to just make like a cheese, like a burger. Like they put in as much like testing as people do to like build the rocket, like build a space shuttle. Is to make the McFlurry.
Yeah, and they make a lot of money. But, you know, the thing is, too, the McDonald's on La Brea, the one that we get that delivers to us, it's the best McDonald's I've ever had.
It is a pretty good McDonald's.
It is, right? It's always fresh and hot.
Yeah. It's not like, I feel like we're so used to fast food being, like, expecting it to be, like, disgusting. Dirty and disgusting. Yeah. That if you just mop the floor, you're like, this place... This place is fucking five stars. Oh, God. Dude. Yeah. Burger King's up there. I don't know. I was a Whopper guy.
Yeah. I was a Whopper girl.
A lot of mayo.
Junior Whopper when McDonald's and Burger King were the only fast food restaurants I knew about and Taco Bell.
When was the first time you ever had Chick-fil-A?
When I moved to St. Louis. I was like 21, 22.
Is that when you were like, I'm in the big city now?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Dude, St. Louis, when I first moved there, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because the buildings, right when you drive into St. Louis, the buildings, like the downtown's really, they're some big buildings.
Yeah.
They're not like, now I'm like, oh, okay. But nobody goes to downtown St. Louis. And then it was funny because when I moved back from Chicago to St. Louis, I was like, oh my God, this place is tiny.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt like St. Louis now feels like a small town. Say, look, I mean, it is. It's fine. Whatever. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm saying anything very profound right now.
Who is?
Yeah.
What the hell did I say? I just said I like mayonnaise on my burger. There's nothing happening here.
What's big city to you? Do you feel like LA is like...
I don't know. I lived in New York for 10 years. So it's like... it was funny because like, growing up where I grew up in Vero Beach, Florida, or like Stewart, whatever, Treasure Coast area of Florida, I remember going to Miami... and being like, dude, first of all, I thought you hear so much about the crime in Miami growing up when you're not from there in Florida, where you think once you get over city lines, you're getting stabbed in the neck. And I just remember being all nervous and then getting there and being like, oh, the fast, the action and whatever. And then I lived in New York for, you know, 10 years. And I remember like, I don't know, 8 years in New York going to Miami and being like, ah. Like, I could finally breathe. And it's crazy how your brain adapts. And then it's all comparative later, you know?
Well, isn't Miami more spread out? Like, nothing's going to feel quite as crazy as New York, right?
No, nothing.
New York is, like, so...
But even New York, you train your brain to deal with the insane.
Did you ever travel into New York when you were a kid?
Yes.
Because you lived... What is it, like a 45-minute drive or train ride? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like literally on the border. Like my backyard is New York. Mm.
Would you go in as a teenager? Like,
and like go do like bad
and not tell your parents?
Yeah.
No, but my friends did. I didn't you were like good. Like that.
You were good.
I'd rather like sit at home and smoke weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like the Gossip Girl lifestyle.
No, I like was scared to like go out that like I was gonna be taken.
Oh yeah.
Like I thought I had so much anxiety.
That's the thing. That's what they tell you. Yeah. It's the boogeyman.
Yeah. It's like living like I live 15 minutes away from Newark, not Newark, Patterson, which is like junior Newark, and it's like.
Oh yeah, Patterson's bad, right?
Yeah, but my friend's mom is like a white blonde lady who teaches in one of the elementary schools there, and like has never luckily had anything happen, but. She's like, yeah, like kids like have said, yeah, my dad says he's going to kill you, like stuff like that. God. It's like, oh, my God, these children need to be saved. Like,
it is funny how like tough dads are afraid of cities.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Isn't it funny?
My dad.
It's like you literally could have like a gun and you're like, don't tread on me. And they're like, I can't go downtown, though.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of murder happening.
My dad won't drive in Los Angeles or in California. He makes my mom drive every time they come here. Isn't that so funny?
That's so funny.
He literally flew F-18s, and he's like, I can't drive in Los Angeles.
He fought Russians in the air, but he can't handle not being able to make a right with a red light.
Dude, before they came, I was coaching them, like, if you see me go left on red, just know it's okay. Like, that's what people do here.
Dude, it's so funny. It's so funny how much fear gets put into people. I don't know. And then, you walk around and you see a woman get hit with a bat with a spike and you're like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? What's our voicemail? We got a voicemail?
Yeah, we got a voicemail from Jason.
Hey, Andrew and Brenna. This is Jason from Baltimore. I am calling because you asked questions about fast food and I wanted to get your take on the news story today that Wendy's may introduce surge pricing for their fast food at times of peak ordering. You may be paying more for your food. Tell me what you think. Bye.
There's a huge backlash. Wait,
is Wendy's that busy?
Probably not. That's maybe why they're raising.
Yeah.
Well, I guess from probably 12 to 2 is probably their peak. So like, you know, Uber, when it's like high,
they surge. Yeah.
So now with computers and stuff, you can fucking do that with anything. And so Wendy's started doing it and there's a huge backlash and now they're not doing it anymore.
Oh, they're not going to do it?
How long did it last?
Literally like a day.
8 hours.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't get it long enough.
I know. That's the thing on the other side of it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, how much difference would it be? I don't know. If people are getting fast food, they probably are tight for money. And now you're like, well, let's figure out a way to gouge them.
I just don't think Wendy's, like, it's not that good. I could see, like, Chick-fil-A doing that. But, like, nobody's like, I really wanted that Wendy's burger.
Show me the beef.
They could just go get a McDonald's burger, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
It's not a good move.
Maybe because they're, like, understaffed. I feel like a lot of places are understaffed. So maybe they were actually genuinely, like, we're so overwhelmed. We need to raise the prices because we don't have the people to keep up with it. But said no corporate America ever.
Yeah.
They will run you dry and suck you to the bone.
We want to raise the money to pay our workers more. No, never.
Yeah, no way.
But, yeah, it didn't last. I guess things like that, you'd go, we could just sneak it in. No one's going to really care.
Yeah. Do they have to announce it? Can they just like, just do it?
That's what happened. But I guess, yeah.
Just raise it like 15 cents. See what happens.
I know.
Yeah. I think that they're just kind of scared.
It is funny to like go so hard on them when it's like from $4 to $4.15 and we just bought an $18 sandwich. You know what I mean? Like we're going after the wrong establishments here, but you know, like, but yeah, I don't know. I think, that's the future. The future is there's going to be no workers. It's going to be $7 a burger and all the money's going to go to AI. And yeah, Food's going to be great, though. It's going to be clean in there.
That's so true. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either. All right. What's your skincare tip, Brenna?
Oh, niacinamide serum is good.
What's it called?
What's it do?
Niacinamide. So niacinamide serum. I mean, there's like niacinamide in a lot of things, but I like to recommend niacinamide for normal to oily skin types because it's helps with like oil production. So it helps slow that. And then it's also non-sensitizing, but still helps with hyperpigmentation. So it won't make you more sensitive to other actives or sun exposure or anything. So if you have oily skin, maybe it's a good serum to try. It also is really good, like help hydrating for your barrier. So it's a good like little 2-in-1, 3-in-1 serum.
Awesome.
Ingredient.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. And please subscribe to our Patreon, the Puddles Podcast. It helps support the podcast. And so we could keep doing this and we can afford our tiny home. Thanks again. Talk to you.
Bye.
Puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.